Hello, welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. From metformin to golden seal. Metformin is a very popular drug these days, as it's considered first-line treatment for diabetes. With our rich worldwide culture of plenty of food everywhere, we can see that having too much blood sugar in the population could be a problem. And yes, along with obesity, diabetes certainly is a growing problem. Interestingly, metformin was discovered apparently way back in the 1920s and, like many medicines that could receive a patent, originated from a plant. In this case, goat's rue. As an herbal medicine, its major use was as a diuretic. Goat's rue, that is. It did have blood sugar lowering properties as well. But diabetes, not being as prevalent hundreds of years ago, was not its primary use. In fact, a higher thirst and increased urination are symptoms of diabetes, which is curious and makes sense of some think of homeopathy, the substance causing some of the symptoms of the disease. So, back to the 1920s, researchers would find a natural compound in a plant with certain desired properties. In this case, guanidine, that is in the goat's rue, lowering blood sugar. Now the researchers have a couple of goals: to synthesize a compound with hopefully even stronger desired properties, and the bonus aspect of being able to get a patent on a new compound to sell as a drug. Voila, we have metformin. From a botanical medicine perspective, the property of bitterness may be the opposite, but also a remedy for too much sweet. Sure enough, berberine is an up-and-coming natural compound found in plants like golden seal, which, yes, can be a type of antidote to a too high amount of glucose in the bloodstream. So many plant medicines and drugs have, in fact, a bitter taste. And berberine, right now at least, is a kind of natural metformin, in a way, that might be useful for the right patient suffering with diabetes. Interesting how this discussion has meandered, with a particular compound, natural or synthesized, appearing and then becoming more popular depending on the right moment. From the goat's rue to the compound in it, guanidine, to a drug, metformin, that was actually overshadowed in the 1920s when insulin itself appeared, available for injection, to a sort of rediscovery in the 1970s when the type 2 diabetes, considered more of a lifestyle issue, really exploded as a problem. One issue I see nowadays as a naturopathic doctor is that modern medicine is so limited in its therapeutic agents. Metformin, of course, yes, let's use it. But what if a different compound, one that may not suit everyone, but in general could have less side effects, maybe like berberine, could help many people as well? This actually can lead to a homeopathic approach, where many, many substances could be considered, such that they are truly individualized for optimum effects in that unique person's body, and mine for that matter. In other words, the homeopath could look at not just metformin or berberine, but goat's rue, the guanidine from that plant, or golden seal that gave us the berberine, but also many other medicines, as we can look at individualizing symptoms in that particular diabetic patient that lead us to a deep-acting medicine. Of course, it does take more time and effort to looking for a unique medicine than just giving metformin, but it's well worth it. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.